This is All Things Psychic, a weekly podcast with two psychic mediums where we answer your questions and share our experiences about all things psychic. Send your questions to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at allthingspsychicofficial.
Yay! Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of All Things Psychic, episode number nine. We are doing the third of three episodes on mediumship. And today, Angelina and I are going to read a question. We received an email from a woman named May, who sent in a question for us, and we're going to read the question, and Angelina's going to pull cards, which is one way that she receives information, and we're going to explain what it is, kind of the process a little bit more, so you get a better feel of what mediumship kind of looks like for us. And always we have, you know, I keep seeing, we have the same intention, but our process is different.
It's different, yeah.
And definitely. I love that. I love that there are so many avenues to receive information, and the intention is always grounded in love.
Yeah.
And wanting to help someone.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to read the question, Angelina?
Sure. Yeah, and I also wanted to say that we're all different. So the way we read, just as Julie said, is going to be different than your neighbor. It's not cookie cutter.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Okay, so this is so exciting. We have a question from May. Thank you for your question, May. Here it is. Hi, needing help with finding who my spirit guides are. I can feel their presence, and I have witnessed signs from them, but I can never fully tell who is strongly present for my guidance and protection. Ancestor-wise, an angel, or deity-wise? Thanks, and I enjoy your podcast very much.
Thank you, May.
Thanks, May.
Big heart.
Oh, I know. We get the coolest questions.
I know.
It's the best. Okay.
All right.
This is perfect for mediumship.
So Angelina's going to...
You going to go first?
No, go for it. I'll let you shuffle your cards and then read. And then if you want to, just explain what the cards are that you placed out. So you do three cards.
Yeah, I'm going to do a three card spread for this because that's basically what I feel comfortable with at the moment. If I had someone in front of me, I might do a huge spread so I could just... you know, kind of gather more information. But to me, it feels like a three card spread. I'm going to get what I need.
And so when you're doing the card, I want to ask you this. When you're doing the cards, is it like when you're shuffling them and choosing them, is it that you are receiving information from the cards, or are the cards, are they kind of a bridge between your connection between the earthly plane and the heavenly plane?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, it is, I will admit, there is a little bit of a buildup for me. So I have a question, and I always need a first name. I need to concentrate on that first name. I can't do it without that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I just close my eyes and I say the name in my head, and I sort of repeat the question in my head, what we're looking for. And then in that momentum, I shuffle three times in a row and cut the deck and place the cards down.
Okay.
And then I just feel the information. Sometimes if I'm doing it with a person in front of me and the conversation is broken up, excuse me, I lose my momentum and I have to start over.
Okay.
So I just wanted to put that out there for everyone. So you'll get used to it the more you do it. And there's also little significant signs to me when I'm shuffling. If a card falls out, that's very significant. I usually leave it out because it's trying to catch my attention.
I do the same thing.
Or sometimes if someone asks me a question about another person and I shuffle and the cards don't even push together, it means that I don't have permission to answer anything. Oop, there's one that came out. Okay. So, let's see here.
So, do you want to explain what the cards are?
Yes. So, I am seeing, I laid three cards. I have, Seven of Swords, Seven of Wands, and Four of Cups. What I'm getting at is that you haven't actually broken through to your guides. They are all around you. I can see clearly you have seven. I'm feeling like four of them are female. And
hold on. Okay. You're good. No, you're good. You ride with it.
Okay.
No, trust it.
Well, it's funny because I'm getting a lot of stuff in my throat chakra.
Uh-huh.
So I
was picking up on something.
I know, I literally lost my voice. Okay. So
because I think that's it. Like there's this disconnect between.
Yeah, there is a disconnect. I think that they are all sitting there waiting for you to make contact and you haven't made contact.
So you, okay, May, this is what I think is coming. One thing that's coming through and is that it's okay to make contact, even if you don't know who you're making contact with. It's like you've been playing this tug of war game and it's kind of stuck in the throat chakra.
Yeah.
Like
you're not talking to them.
Yes.
You need to talk to them. It's like, it's almost like as if you're standing in a room and there are seven people tapping you on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And you're completely ignoring them. So you have to find a way that you can communicate with them. I think what you're feeling with their presence is like a lot of affection from female entities. I think you tune into that a lot faster than anything else. Probably... I'm not sure if you're religious, but I'm getting the impression of saints and a mother. So, and then, okay, so also, I know I'm reading this mediumship-wise, but I want to explain what I'm seeing as well, and also what I'm feeling, because it's kind of intense. It's all in my throat. Like my throat is getting blocked up. So the first thing I went to is I see in the Seven of Swords, it's all icy cold. And the swords are trying to make contact with one sword in the middle, but there's a gap in between everything. So I'm seeing that this is frozen. It's frozen in time and none of the messages are getting through. They're trying to come through. Like they're actually like really trying to make contact, but they're not. They're frozen. And then I go to the other seven of wands and I see it's you going, oh my gosh, I just can't wait to make contact. And there's like warmth and creativeness and beauty and like, you're just ready, but you're not asking the right questions to make the contact. And if it's easier for you to take small steps and start having conversations with the female energy you have around you, go ahead and do that. Just start a conversation. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be like special language. It can be like, oh wow, I feel protected today. If this is the energy, you know, my female energy that I feel is protecting me, please let me know who you are. I'm very curious and thank you. You know, always have gratitude for that. or if you notice you were protected, go ahead and thank that presence. And you will get answers. You'll get answers. Not all in one day, but slowly over time, just like we talked about in the past. Okay, I hope that was helpful, Mae. That's how I read. I hope you open up your throat because it was making mine stop.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Okay, well, I'll take a stab at it.
Okay.
Seven of Swords wise. No. I don't pull any cards. I just go, you know, after I ground myself, I just kind of open up and I read the question and, you know, I saw when you asked about like ancestor wise or deities and angels, I saw the words, Archangel Ariel come through. And then all of this information just started, like all these words just kept being poured into me. And like they were just being read off a list. And the words were like, you know, that abundance,
abundance.
Money. Oh, and one of the Four of Cups was, yep, abundance. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Abundance, money, nature, and animals. And so here's what I picked up on that. You know, Archangel Ariel is definitely one of your guides, and she helps you receive abundance through all channels of the universe. All of your senses, all of the different ways that you receive information, whether it's signs, runes, tarot, even, you know, Reiki, things that are, and I want to say they're not typical. They're always typically alternative, an alternative way to receive information is how she gets, you know, tries to get through to you. So her energy is this just beautiful, soft, light green energy. And that really connected with me for the nature part. Nature is really important for you to not only be grounded, but it also helps deepen your connection with Archangel Ariel. And the other way that, and then when you're connected to the earth, when you're connected in nature, and you're connected with Ariel, then, you know, the communication just starts flowing really freely with plants and animals and ways that you can help and also receive support. The plants have a very high vibration, trees, plants, they have a high vibration. You have a green thumb in that way where it's this collaborative. And you're at, you know, the animals that you have, you know, talking with them, connecting with them, it's absolutely accurate. It's like, this kind of Saint Francis of Assisi energy, you know, so where, cool. Yeah, it's this kind of like real animal, connection energy. So money, abundance, and you're being supported with money, you're always being taken care of. And I think it's interesting, Archangel Ariel has this soft green light, like the color the color of a dollar bill. So yeah, money, abundance, nature, and animals are the ways that she's connecting with you. I also received Mother Mary energy. Mother Mary is just, you know, she's been with you for several lifetimes and is supporting you with your health. I saw that piece come through, supporting you. She's just she's a big protector, and she is a connector, you know, with all things motherly. The mother energy, I know, is really important for you to accept and receive information from. Sometimes if you feel stuck, a Mother Mary would be your quickest go-to for support and to receive information from. And so I just, you know, I kept seeing all of these different versions of Mother Mary coming through. I see her standing over you there's like a lot of light behind you. Almost like Mother Mary is so bright that I can't see her. I recognize the actual, like the image or that iconic shape that we see, you know, like a head and a robe. Mm-hmm. But I see her hands, and she's very, she supports you with work that you're using your hands, and her hands are the only thing showing, and they are held over your head. And then she also moves them to over your shoulders. So she's helping you carry what is not, how I translate that is, not only is she giving you and supporting you with creative ideas over the crown chakra, but also on the shoulders, she's helping you not have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Aww.
So you got that going for you.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So that's kind of what it looks like. You know, those are like the strongest ones. Like St. Francis of Assisi may be one of the male saints mm-hmm. that comes through. A lot of animal energy. Asking for signs is always, you know, they will be given. If you are open to receiving signs, they will be given. Your guides need your permission.
Yeah, you have to ask.
Yeah.
Use your voice.
Yes. Just melting, yeah. Melting that ice, mm-hmm. thawing that, that layer, comes with asking permission.
Right. And I think a lot of people, when you're getting into this or like curious to find out who your guides are, it's kind of scary. It's like, well, do I want to open up that Pandora's box and like get to know people that I've never known before that are supposed to be guiding me? It's a lot to take a leap to believe in, for one thing.
Yeah.
And then if you're asking, well, here we go again. If you're asking, like May, she wants to make that leap, but it still is scary. So like,
yes,
just know what you're asking for and have parameters and boundaries and follow the rules of asking to get signs and find out who they are. And then close out, you know, just say, thank you. If you can show me some signs today, tomorrow, the next week, or over the next 30 days, I would appreciate that, you know, and thank you very much. Thank you for the help you've given me so far. I think you've done this. I think you've done that. I've had that happen before.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always like saying, you know, I give you permission to assist. And I'm willing.
I never asked for permission. Like, I need your help.
I know.
Angela. That's different approaches.
Right? Our intention is to receive information the way I go about it. But I do, I always, you know, I say, I give you permission to assist, and I'm willing and able to be open to receiving the information. And it's, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. I think having gratitude.
Gratitude is very important.
Is gratitude is like the catapult, it catapults the intention into the world. And it just at a higher rate, gratitude is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It greases the wheels.
Yeah.
And sets that intention out there faster than if you just ask without it.
Okay, so I did an experiment because I don't always ask in gratitude. Sometimes I forget and I just ask. And on my altar, when I did an intention this last month, over the last full moon cycle, I put down all my intentions and I said, thank you so much for helping me achieve these intentions. And almost all of them, there were like six, all of them happened. I mean, all of them came to fruition. They manifested. And the one that didn't push, I'm way further down the path on that one than I was. So yeah. And I learned like another lesson in that one that I asked for, that I had to learn. Because sometimes when we ask questions of intention, we're vulnerable and we don't exactly know what we're asking for, but I did get the help I wanted. I just didn't get exactly what I wanted, but I got help for me to make me feel better on the inside.
We are all worthy of receiving support from the other side.
That's beautiful. You need to say that again.
Say it again slowly.
Yeah.
It's true though. We so many times people have said, you know, like, well, I don't want to bother my guides, or I don't want to be a bother. It's not a big enough problem to ask for help. We are all worthy of receiving support from the other side.
That's beautiful.
You can ask 32 times a day. You can ask as many times as you need. You are worthy. You know, part of doing this work and part of this practice is developing self-love.
Mm-hmm.
It's developing boundaries mm-hmm. for yourself, mm-hmm. what you will accept and how you can ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it builds confidence.
Yeah. No, it's funny because talking about Julie and I and our differences, how we approach things, like I have been known to completely blurt out in anger, please help me. You know, like help me, somebody throw me a lifeline. And that's one way to ask.
It is. It is. And if that's your way and it works for you, keep doing it. You know what? There are so many different ways. Angelina and I are not the experts.
No.
We're just here to share our experience and our experiences around it, and to offer guidance and support and to bolster you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I feel with my guides, like I'm like a restoration project and my guides are the scaffolding around that project. And sometimes I need a more scaffolding. Sometimes I don't need as much.
Exactly.
Because if you've dealt with past traumas, if you have, you know, resentments,
mm-hmm.
we need that anger bolstering to heal. You have to, you know, chip away. You know, almost like a paint job, you know, you got to chip away the old stuff and mm-hmm. you want to make sure that your foundation is supported, and guides are the scaffolding for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he put that so eloquently. That's beautiful.
There's no shame in asking for help.
Yeah.
And signs, you know, signs are given. Mm-hmm. We talk about this a lot, whether it's, so I feel like signs coming from nature are the easiest for guides, angel, archangels, to give. Because they're so abundant. Besides pennies and dimes, I feel, and times on the clock, which are somewhat organic.
Mm-hmm.
Nature is such a way to do that. Hummingbirds and so dragonflies are often, you know,
oh
assigned.
Oh my gosh, because remember when we saw the dragonfly?
Yes. They have an energy signature.
Mm-hmm.
That will often match the energy signature of the archangel.
Yeah.
So some archangels have a very fast, rapid, cold energy signature, you know, and that, like,
yeah,
like dragonfly,
like,
and
buzzed,
hummingbird. Yes.
Right. Buzzed right away. That's true.
Yeah. Others are going to give you, mother ones often come in the sign of a heart, whether it's in a heart-shaped leaf, a petal. That is, you know, in the shape of a heart, a rock that you look down and you see a rock in the shape of a heart. And, you know, you're looking and you, yeah.
I want to share this one little story. Okay. So my son came over a while ago. He's older. He lives at his dad's. And we were hanging out in the backyard and talking, and he got up and walked over to some of the flowering bushes and he started giggling. And I said, "What's so funny?" And there was a huge bumblebee just flying around. And he said, "Mom, everywhere I've gone today, there's been a bumblebee."
Oh.
And he said, "There." And it's the, he said, it feels like it's the same one. And it had been sort of signing to him, like showing up for a few days. And he said, "I went out and I bought lavender for the bumblebee and I planted it and it's still showing up for me." But it was, I was just so amazed, like, to hear him say this. I mean, we don't really talk about these things, but he was so enamored with this sign.
Yes.
And he wanted to go get more flowers and plant them in his yard.
That's awesome.
Like, the bumblebee keeps showing up. So that's a way too.
Oh my gosh. Is it like a sign that, you know, you like your son's a worker bee and, you know,
it,
I don't know.
Well, but it meant something enough for him that it touched his
and
soul.
He could recognize it.
Yeah, he couldn't really explain it to me, but it made him happy. And then he just, like, wanted to connect to the earth and plant flowers for bees. And I'm not really sure how, you know, but to each, what it meant for him, to finish my sentence, but for each of us, you know what it means when you get that message.
Yes.
You
trust
know what it means.
Your intuitive sense.
Yeah.
The first thing that you think of when you see that mm-hmm. sign, that's exactly what it's meant for.
Right. And you don't have to go explain it to people you don't know.
Exactly.
You know, like, I had this thing happen and this is what it means. And
yes.
It's only for you, you know, trust your gut. Internalize it, know what it means, keep a journal.
Yes. I love the keeping the journal part. You know, the veil is very thin right now.
It is.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God,
Angelina
I know.
And I were
I know,
talking
we're
about.
So buzzing.
It's really something. There's a huge charge happening in our
right
planet,
now.
Around our planet mm-hmm. and, you know, around our, just the whole, all of it.
Yeah.
We're still in COVID. We're still in quarantine. And there's the political climate is just going bananas.
Nutsoid.
And so we need to ground.
Yeah.
Ground. And receive signs, because you are given a lot of support.
So, yes.
We love you. We're going to support
you.
Yes,
we support you. Ask us any questions. Send them to our email at allthingspsychicpodcasts@gmail.com. And we want to interact with you, know what you're thinking, and how we can support you.
Absolutely. Let us know. All right.
All right.
That's it for this week.
See you soon.